Okay, welcome to Embracing Vulnerability. Thank you so much for tuning in week after week, every Wednesday. You guys cannot believe the kind of week that I've had. I mean, I feel as though every time we have a goal and we want to accomplish something in life, things always come up. Somebody gets sick, you get sick yourself, they call you from the bank with an issue, they call you from school with another problem, your neighbors have something to say all of a sudden, you start to have issues in your relationship with loved ones, so on and so forth. Now, Sunday, my son, well, first of all, I couldn't sleep. I felt this tight feeling in my stomach, like a gas, I would like to say, like, there was some gas stuck between my ribs or something. It's difficult to describe. I was trying to see if I could burp or try to release the gas somehow, some way, but I couldn't. And it was getting late, you know, midnight, 1 a.m, and I'm like, why can't I sleep, you know? I was just concerned about this pressure in my stomach, right? Then 2 o'clock in the morning comes, my son is throwing up a lot. So I sit him up, I clean up the bed, I put him in a different bed so that I can remove the blankets and put it in the hamper to wash. This little boy was throwing up every hour until 10:50 the next day. When I saw that it was 6 a.m. and he was still throwing up, going to sleep, throwing up, going back to sleep, then throwing up. At 6 a.m, I messaged the teachers and I let them know he's not able to come in today. He's throwing up a lot. I just want to see what's going on. He doesn't have a fever, but it's better safe than sorry. So I was giving him ginger ale and Gatorade, the red one. He didn't want the red Gatorade. He only wanted ginger ale, so that's what he was drinking. He didn't want to eat, and you can hear his stomach rumbling and growling, and he was complaining. You could tell with his body language that he was very uncomfortable. So I knew that for that day, we needed to do light foods like oatmeal or toasted bread, chicken noodle soup, just applesauce, those kind of foods when the stomach is tender and sensitive. Then I was like, if this continues, he might have to miss 2 days of school. Lo and behold, you know, his stomach was still very much, you could tell on the outside that it was hard. You know, the stomach was hard, and the stomach is not supposed to look like that. His belly was very hard. TMI, for those who don't like bodily fluids, one included, I include myself as well. He then started to have explosive diarrhea, and I was like, okay, his stomach is really cleansing and doing what it needs to do to get better. After he had the diarrhea, he started feeling better. He started acting like his normal self, and he wasn't throwing up anymore. Fine, so he missed 2 days of school. I'm already thinking, how am I going to record this podcast? We're sleep deprived, because you already know we didn't sleep if he was throwing up from 2 a.m. until 10:50. Count the hours, that's a lot of hours. So I'm running on low sleep. I'm very hyper vigilant to make sure that he doesn't throw up when he sleeps, because that's very dangerous, as you can possibly imagine. And I was telling myself, I'm going to have to record on Thursday. I won't record. I don't have the energy. I don't want to do this. And then something deep inside of me was like, you need to do this, and you're going to do this, because you're doing this for your mental health. And if this is helping you, this is helping other people. Now, I got my butt up on Wednesday, and I have so many things to do. I had to wash clothes, I had to work, I had to record the podcast. I usually like to record it Monday or Tuesday. I like to record it with time. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I record 2-3 episodes. That way I can release them, you know, every week, one by one. But this week I was not able to pre-record. I had to record on Wednesday and release the episode on Wednesday. I still washed clothes and I cooked and I worked and I did everything I needed to do. But I was feeling like doo-doo that morning. I was feeling terrible from the lack of sleep. I was feeling terrible and very exhausted. And I told myself, no, I'm going to do it. It doesn't matter. No matter what, I'm going to do this. Why? Because I've noticed that after I decided to do this podcast, something always happens for me to say, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm tired. Who's even going to care? And I'm glad that my outlets are helping me push myself and tell myself to keep going no matter what, no matter the barriers. You know, I did this podcast even when I had the flu, even when I had a fever. So even while my children are sick, I'm still going to record and put this out for myself. And I'm hoping that it is helping someone else. Every time you decide that you're going to do something, whether that's going to the gym or applying to a new job or going to church or start putting yourself out there to date, there's barriers that immediately arise. You start getting headaches every day. All of a sudden you have a toothache. All of a sudden your blood pressure is high. All of a sudden you're diagnosed with all these things. You have a flat tire, your engine dies. All these things start to happen, to rise up. And you have to rise above the challenge, because it is important for us to be disciplined when we say we're going to do something and do it, so that we can improve ourselves. When you start a project, it is important to have one person in your corner. So if you have no one in your corner, let me be that person for you. Let me tell you that I'm proud of you. And let me tell you that I know the struggle. I know the struggle of wanting to do something and having to delay it because certain things happen. Every day, life is going to throw a different thing at you. And you will worry. You will worry because it's a normal human emotion. Emotions are normal. Joy does not negate pain, and pain does not negate joy, right? So what we're going to do is take a deep breath, inhale and exhale, take as many breaks as you need. You can pause, you're allowed to pause, but you're going to get up and you're going to say and do the things that you told yourself you were going to do. Even if you told 10 people, hey, I have this project, and out of those 10 people, only one person believes in you or two, that's fine. That is completely fine, because guess what? When you make it, when you are reaping the benefits of your project, those other 8 people, 9 people that didn't believe in you, doesn't matter, 15, 20 people, they will come around and say, oh, hey, I knew that girl, she used to live in my block, or hey, I know that guy, he used to go to my school. And they're going to start wanting to find clout and wanting to have some type of benefit from your success. That's gonna happen. It doesn't matter if they don't believe in you. It doesn't matter if week after week you're pushing yourself and you're doing it on your own. Let me be that person that's there for you, even if it's virtually. Because obviously I don't know some of you. I'm not sure who is listening to this. But whoever is listening, if you need someone to be in your corner virtually, message me, leave a comment, say that you need someone to talk to. I will respond to you. I will figure out a way with you, work something out with you, so that we can connect in social media, so that we can have private discussions, so that your information is not out in the comment section in public. You don't have to put anything vulnerable or anything private in the comment section. Just write in the comment section you need to speak to someone. I will gladly give you my information so that we can begin to have a conversation. because it's important to have at least one person in your corner. At least one telling you, you're doing a good job. You can do it. You can make it. Go easy on yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. Give yourself grace. Give yourself mercy. I would also like to say that it was my bestie's birthday on Monday. I love her so much. She's always there for me. I've known her for a couple of years. I would like to say perhaps 6 or 7 years I've known her. And being close to someone has nothing to do with time, because there's people that think because they've known you your whole life, they have the upper hand and they have authority in what you do with your time and how you should live your life, and that's not necessarily the case. Time means nothing when it comes to friendship. You can become best friends with someone you knew a week ago, because it's about the things that you have in common, the hobbies that you share, the experiences that you've had. Some people are close because of trauma bonding. Trauma bonding has made a lot of people feel seen and heard, and friendships are born in many different ways, in many different places. So I want to say happy birthday to her. I wish her the very best. I hope that she gets nothing but loving energy this whole entire month, and not just on her birthday. If you have other people in your life that you love so much and you haven't spoke to them in a little while, reach out to them, speak to them 10-20 minutes, let them know that you're there. If you care about them and if their relationship is healthy, continue to build that relationship. Remove the toxic relationships and continue to build on the healthy ones. With boundaries, of course. Enforce your boundaries and let them know, hey, I do not like talking on the phone. So we can perhaps talk on the phone once every month, once every other month. I prefer texting. Leave me voice notes. Write to me on social media. Text me. Just let them know your preferences. And let them know that it's not personal. That it's not that you don't want to talk to them. It's just you do not want to speak daily to someone. You don't have to speak daily to someone to love them. Let them know that you love them and let them know how they can communicate with you and when. And if they don't respect those boundaries, then if there's no way to find a solution to fix it and to build the relationship, then it might have to be the end of that relationship. You should never get on the phone with someone every single day if you don't want to be on the phone with someone every single day. You shouldn't be forced or feel obligated to respond to a text message 30 seconds after they just texted you. Let them know that you are not quick to respond to their messages, but when you feel like it or when you get to it, you will respond to them. Be respectful of people's time, because we're adulting. Everyone is doing something. Even it doesn't really matter your age. You could be going to school, you could be working, you could be volunteering at a local park. Everyone is doing something with their life, you know. Matter of fact, you can be playing video games, reading a manga, reading a book, riding a bike. It doesn't matter. Your time is yours, and no one should be telling you what you should and should be doing with your time. They could tell you, but it's up to you to take it with a grain of salt. Now, I'm going to read another card from the little packet I got from Barnes & Noble called Promises from God for Women. So the card from today says, God's most precious work of art is the warmth and love of a woman's heart. God's most precious work of art is the warmth and love of a woman's heart. God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. If how vulnerable I was with you today has been helpful in any way, please download the episode and follow me. I put out new episodes every Wednesday. I am growing through every experience. Hope you are too.